I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
No secret that Roe and I like Brigantine, New Jersey, particularly since they've gotten rid of those green flies. At least Oh my God. That anytime you say Brigantine, New Jersey, that used to be the punchline. And Roe's aunt has a nice place there, too, and we like Andres. Oh, shouldn't have said that, Dom. That'll be more crowded when we pop in there. But the mayor is with us, a Brigantine. I mean, this is rare. The New York Times did a full page over debate going on in this town. And I see it as a big debate, if you're not in Brigantine or a town like Brigantine, of one governmental body, the locals, representing the local people, about 9,000, I think, winter there. And then they get bigger, of course, during the summertime. Versus some Budinskis from outside there. The New York Times bills it as this. The Red Fox, as I understand it, is one of the mascots of Brigantine. The fox has become an unofficial ambassador. But these foxes are being killed brutally to prevent them from getting anywhere near, and I always love saying this bird's name, the piping plover. The piping plover, apparently New Jersey has felt they've dwindled. Wildlife officials have taken pains to protect the bird during the nesting season. In Brigantine, those efforts include trapping red foxes. Now, you know, I've told you over the years, my wife, Ro, how peaceful she is. And you can't ask to look away any kind of story where there's any. And she said, wait a minute, though. You're going to take out one animal in this way to protect this other. It doesn't seem like nature. It seems like it's being thwarted here. Phil Gunther is the mayor of Brigantine, New Jersey, and we're happy to have him with us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, thanks for joining us, and thanks for a great town in Brigantine.
Well, thank you, Don, for your kind words about Brigantine, and it's great to hear that you enjoy coming down.
Oh, we do. You know, that only one bridge, and you got to be careful when you're coming through Atlantic City to get there to make sure you take all the right turns. That's about the only issue. But we do love Andres, though. That place is just a gem. And it seems to me that the green fly is pretty much long gone, right?
Well, Andres is a gem, and Andre Casara, the owner, as you know, is there working hard each and every day and doing the creative things that he does. The greenhead flies, I would be less than truthful to tell you that they don't exist. They still exist in at certain times and on certain parts of the island. But we're not alone. Most of your communities will tell you that they have greenheads usually during the month of July, but they are much less intense, I think, than they used to be.
Oh, no. I remember all the pains and all the stuff that went into, Phil, to do that. And it does seem to be noticeably better. So I didn't know Brigantine because we don't summer there. We're now in Anglesey, North Wildwood. And I didn't know the Red Fox was the ambassador, so to speak, of Brigantine. Tell me about that.
Sure. We have a natural area on the north end of our island that has it really is a beach that is in its natural state. Up until January of this year, the city of Brigantine managed that area in cooperation with the state of New Jersey. The state DEP has actually taken over the north end area, and what they have done is they are now managing that area, restricting the use significantly for people to use the area for recreational activities that traditionally have been taking place in that area. And along with that, the state has continued its program to protect the piping plover. As we had a meeting in January to, or actually in February, to talk about the state takeover of the North End. And as you can imagine, residents were not happy with all the restrictions that the state put in place. As part of that meeting, there was some testimony about how the foxes were being treated on the North End area, and including an allegation that the foxes had been poisoned and their carcasses had been stacked in one area that people walking into the area saw them. So that actually started the controversy, and one of our residents who was mentioned in the New York Times article, Donna DeAngelis, is an animal rights advocate. She started an online petition. I believe they have close to 90,000 signatures now.
I feel that's what popped out. My God, over this dispute in Brigantine, 90,000 people signing this. And, you know, because you have a competing animal here with the piping plover and all, but people see this as at best inhumane with the red fox, with these traps, et cetera, and think there's got to be a better way to do this.
Absolutely. And the piping plover is endangered for a reason. You know, some of it probably is loss of habitat, but other issues that that the piping plover has, it lays its eggs on an open beach, and it is susceptible to all predators, including seagulls, raccoons, feral cats, and high tides. So there are many challenges to the plover surviving. The state has singled out the red fox as one of those predators they feel that they can eliminate from the area. And by the way, the public relations effort by the New Jersey DEP was to basically come out with a statement saying, no, we don't poison the foxes. We trap them and shoot them.
Oh my God. So Phil, it's like they have no sensitivity because they view they have the ultimate power to come out with a PR statement like that, just negating, and they didn't apparently get a sense that the red fox is an ambassador on top of everything else.
People really love seeing the animals in a natural setting. A lot of photographers go into the North End area, and a lot of really great photographs of the foxes and paintings and things of that nature. In fact, one of our real estate agencies actually has a full-size mascot of Briggy the Fox. But, you know, with that said, I think what really outrages the outrage from people has come from the fact that, just as you said, they're choosing to eliminate one species of animals and kind of making a choice between the two. And there are other measures they can use. There are enclosures that that have been used in the past where they actually enclose the nesting area in a what looks like a cage.
Right.
You can use volunteers to kind of watch the area if people want to volunteer to do that. We have restricted when we manage the area with the We cooperated with them in restricting vehicular traffic.
Sure. Well, Phil, let me ask you the big question then is, with these other things, you guys are being willing, you're trying to protect everything. Why won't they listen to you? Why won't they do that when Bigfooting in and deciding, hey, we're just shooting and killing the fox?
That's a good question, Don. The DEP doesn't communicate very well. So we had a meeting in February where we probably had 400 to 500 people in a middle school auditorium. Most of them were fishermen who use the area, who are now required to buy a permit from the DEP to use the area, and you have to be actively engaged in fishing. Brigantine has four-wheel drive vehicles on certain beaches that we allow, and I know Wildwood has just started this as well. But we allow people to drive on to certain beaches with four-wheel drive vehicles. The people who do that on the North End are involved in fishing, or they might be artists, or some of the activities like kite surfing and things of that nature. The state now has restricted all of that to you have to be actively involved in fishing, and they've shut down a large portion of the North End area.
So the bottom line of this petition, et cetera, and you, Phil, out there in New York Times with a full page, I mean, you don't see that ordinarily. What is it you're calling out then, the pressure on them to listen to this and to come up with a reasonable compromise, right? Isn't that what's needed here?
Absolutely. We think we can work with the DEP to manage the North End area. We believe that they should look at the way in which they are managing predator threats in that area. And quite frankly, I think that the one that makes the most sense and the most humane is to protect the plovers, but not eliminate other species in doing that. If you know how big the seagull population is in any shore community.
Wait a minute, Phil, there. I might have to switch. I'm a trader here. I might have to go with it. When it comes to the seagulls, and particularly people, have you ever considered, I don't like, as you probably know, unctuous laws and moral laws and all that. I think it was Ocean City. It's like a $500 fine with feeding the seagulls and all. But you know what? It is something on the beach that is really out of control. I could almost go there for that. Do you ever have spats over that in Brigantine?
Absolutely. And what typically happens is our lifeguards or the beach inspectors will go over and ask the people to stop. But it is something. It's not good beach etiquette to feed seagulls, and we all know why. But unfortunately, there are some people who do that, and I think it's handled very very easily by someone just going over and asking them to stop. But this is an issue, as you know, when you're dealing with animal rights. For Donna to get almost 90,000 signatures on a petition, hopefully that will gain the attention of someone in Trenton to come back and look at how they're managing the North End area.
Absolutely. Where do people find that? Do you have a place to find her petition, Phil? What do people do that are interested?
It is, I'm sure you can search it online, and I believe it's attached to her Facebook account.
That's Donna
DeAngelis.
DeAngelis. Donna DeAngelis is the place to go. Hey, Phil, I hope to see you sometime in Brigantine. We do get there four or five times a year. It's a great spot, and I hope that you're a reasonable guy. This is a ridiculous thing, and I get why this fox is now the ambassador. I'll be looking for that. It's better than having the greenhead fly as the ambassador.
Absolutely, and would enjoy meeting you on the island.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Take care. There's
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.